Gorilla in a fucking coupe from Polo to the zoo, nigga. Who the fuck is you? I don't know, nigga.
This is perfect, bro. This would be the topic to start off with. We could tie it back to whatever we do. New York, nigga.
Alright,
this is cool.
This is the Durag Discussion.
What's good, y'all? We back, man. Durag Discussions here, man. It's Ted, your boy.
What's good? What's good? It's Bryce. You know me.
Yeah.
We back.
Yep. We made a vow. We didn't make a vow, but we making a vow to start every episode off checking the mental state. Because we go a week without being with each other.
For real. When we see each other, we're recording, so.
Yep. Or some shit on the weekend.
Yeah. So, shit. Start it off. What's your mental state from 1 to 10?
1 to 10 today. Shit. Or in the past 7.
Well, let's go today, and then let's go the average number for the week.
Okay. Today, shit. I'm on like a 9.
A 9?
A 9.
That's lovely.
Especially because like, now I got y'all here, and we'll... Took place before, you know, we talked, we did our thing before, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, for real.
Like a 9, bro.
Okay.
You?
I would say probably at a smooth. I'm at a solid 10, bro.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm at a solid 10. No, let's say a 9. I'm going to say a 9 because okay. I'm not all the way.
Mm hmm.
Definitely. But definitely a 9. My average for the week will probably be it was an exhausting week. But overall I had a good week, so shit. I'll probably say 7.5, 8.
That's cool. That's cool for the week.
The average for the week?
Shit. Mine for this past week? I'll say like a...
I use alarms to like remember everything I need to do in my life.
That's a bit cheap.
That's Zoe's feature for the episode.
There she is. That's all, Zoe. There you go.
That's it.
Thank you. I'd say like a 7.2.
7.2? Okay.
Yeah.
A little over 7?
Yeah. Not under 7, though.
Yeah.
It was a good week mentally, bro. For real.
Yeah.
Growth. I had a lot of growth. Reading.
Yeah.
Niggas, read. Please read.
Yeah, I need to get back on my reading, get consistent with it.
That's really what
actually really
helped me love it, whole reading. Telling me stuff I needed to hear about.
Alright, yeah. I'm making a conscious decision to read more this week.
Yeah. We need to start a book club.
That's my goal.
Durag Discussions Book Club.
Durag Discussions
Book Club. That's
fine. That'd be lit.
Then it'd be a segment. Yeah, then it could be a segment, bro. You know, they
go live once a week.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's know how you feel about that one.
Hey, please give us some feedback. Yeah.
But for just to jump in, I just want to talk a little bit about music. And originally, this question was one-sided, and I kind of made it into two. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Extra word. All right.
It's
a slash.
That works. That's two. All
right. So, music. All right.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel about it. Well, let's not go how we feel about it. Let's just talk about it as what it is, right?
Yeah. Okay.
As the thing it is, the subject, the
it's gonna get nice.
Let's not talk about, you know, what it, how we feel about it.
Not yet.
Talk
just about music.
The passion of it. Let's just talk about all right, music. Bet. All right.
Bet.
As the object. Okay.
I love that.
What does it do? And this is the part. 4/2 people. So what can it do for you, or what can it do to you?
You want me to? You asking me that right now?
So let's start with 4.
What does it do for people?
Yeah, let's look. What does it do for?
A lot.
For you?
For me?
Yeah.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot. Let's talk about for people first. Okay. Then I'll get to me.
Okay.
Let's talk about Tevin Kuwait.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the people. Shit, it does a whole lot for the people, bro. For some, shit, people just use it to meditate. And genres are insane because there's so many of them. So many new ones happening every day.
Yeah.
Some folks, yeah, like, here's an example, family party. I think I told you this a couple weeks ago. You could be at a family party, right? He could be the most antisocial one out of the family. You know, some families could be super, super engaging, you know, loud, but he just don't fit in. Sit off in the corner, listen to the music Bobby said, you know.
Right.
Music keeps him away from people.
That's what speaks to him.
Yep, keeps him, like, okay.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Shit. It makes people money, millions, sets up families, it sets up businesses, careers for people that work for musicians or artists.
Right. Or people that work for music, radio stations.
Exactly. Okay. Open up jobs, just play this.
Soundtracks, movies. Mm-hmm.
Movies. Think of commercials. Scary movie. Oh, scary movie. So I don't know which director said this or where it came from, but it said the only thing that makes a scary movie scary is the suspenseful music leading up to the action. Mm. Or else it'd just be, you just see people walking around, you know.
Right.
There's no noise. People might scream. There's less noise, but without the music, it changes the whole effect of it. Think about commercials. That's what brings people, like,
right,
ears. Because, nigga, I'll be up here.
Don't even watch me.
But then I'll hear something in, like, the music tune for the commercial. I'm like, oh,
and they're going to show it so many times that the one time you do see it, every time you hear the song.
Think about that fucking commercial. What the Scoop? There it is with the dad and the mom in the kitchen.
Scoop? There it is.
They're using strategies with music, bro, to just bring people in. That's
right.
Goes all into.
For real. Music. Literally, I was just thinking about this. This is crazy.
Oh,
I was thinking about this. So, Boost Mobile, right? Mm-hmm. I was making a joke about that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
To someone, and think about Boost Mobile's demographic, right? Who's Boost Mobile's demographic?
Niggas.
Black people. Lower income, right?
Yeah, niggas.
What was their slogan?
I don't fucking know.
Boost Mobile. Where you at?
That was a slogan?
Yes. Where you at?
What the fuck?
Where you at, nigga? Where you at? Where you at?
Not where are you, where you at?
Where you at?
Didn't Zoe just tell you, nigga, don't ask me where I be at when she came? Yeah.
Calm down.
Smoke, so there you look, go. Like,
right? So, I don't even know how that took me here, but.
Music, Boost Mobile, niggas.
Exactly, so.
Shit.
Demographics. Literally, shit, music really has created a whole culture, hip-hop at least.
What you mean? You created all cultures. Like, it's invested in all cultures. Yeah. Think about it, bro. Any culture, there is a specific type of music that is, like, associated to that group of people, which is fucked up. Mm-hmm. I listen to everything, bro.
Right.
Everything. We all listen to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just rap music.
Right.
Or what people think we listen to, bro.
Exactly.
If white people could ride in the car with me, bro, they'd be like, who is this man? Or not just white people. Anybody else.
Right.
That's not just white people.
That closed-minded
idea
of
it.
But
oh, now what it does for Tevin. Right. And then what it now does what for does Bryce. It do for you? Oh, wait. I gotta get go out back. Of the rabbit hole. I gotta go back really, really quick. Okay. Back in. It also is like therapy for some people. Think about like heartbreaking. Ooh, they're getting this shit out, singing it, mm-hmm. to let it go. That makes them millions, you know? Because people relate to that shit.
Right.
Anyway, that's it for that. What else for Tevin? Shit. It really entails how my day is going to go. If I listen to music, the right music in the morning, it's going to be, you know, smooth day. I usually listen to all the right music. Just whatever I feel, I put that shit on. But it has to be music in the morning. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to it in the shower with my pops and brother would tell me, shit too loud. And I'll be in the shower for 20 minutes. Because of music, bro. Mm-hmm. It has helped me so much, bro. Thinking even back to in sports, actually kicked the whole team up just off of what music you playing in the locker room before you go out to do this.
But my thought was as you were saying that is, so you're saying your mood is dependent on the music you listen to.
In a way.
Yeah, so
in a way.
For me, I feel my taste of music for the day is dependent on my mood. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wavy. And I wake up and I'm just feeling that, then it's okay, then we'll throw on some Donald. We'll throw some Larry.
Larry, I knew you was going to say Larry.
You know what I'm saying?
He was going to say Larry.
Then... you know, feeling a little shit turned up or whatever, then you turn on some Sada, baby. You turn on
that Sada get you going.
G Herbo, some whatever. So, I mean, wow. Yeah, some music won't even,
I swear I pressed off.
Some music won't even hit good. For me if I'm not feeling a certain way. Right?
Yeah.
It could be my favorite song, but if I'm not on that type vibe that morning or that day, I'm gonna skip that bitch. I'm gonna skip that shit.
That's for you, bro.
I just have a very up and down taste of music. My shit could be different tomorrow.
I listen to I don't know how many genres per day. Mm-hmm. 'Cause throughout the day, I gotta change it. I can't listen to one specific type of music for so long.
All day, I can do it.
Can't, bro. Because I think it's so much music in this world, bro. Why limit myself to this genre? I feel sometimes it's important to just keep that shit playing. It really is.
Yeah.
Shit. During the day, work days, bro. Put on my Mac. Shit, that shit just keep me in.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the gears going, bro.
Oh, I know.
Put on some Currency when I go to the warehouse. Sailor's Grease, you decked out today.
Decked out.
On accident.
He is rapping.
On accident. For real. Go get your shit.
On me. You're. But, shit. For me, music has or does. It uplifts me. It is a therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
I relate to it.
You make my answer sound like shit. You got bing bing. I need to do that. Next.
It helps me realize, here you go. Helps me realize that the issues I'm going through, other people have gone through it also.
Exactly.
'Cause I got albums I listen to that literally helped me through moments in my life. And that shit is just bam. Literally just speak to me.
Can I name one for really my whole well,
King's
me Disease, and my mom.
Nas.
Yeah, for you?
The one that just got a fucking Grammy.
Word?
Yes, bro. When that shit first came out, I was like, bro, this is the best fucking album.
You ever heard? What's the best song for you?
Damn. when I first got the album, spicy. But now that I've listened to it and I hear every song, Ultra Black.
I heard that. You showed me that.
Mm-hmm.
But the that album one
or King's Disease.
Yeah, album won a Grammy. That's fire.
Yeah.
When did that shit come out?
In the summer, I think.
2020?
Yeah.
Yeah. COVID album.
Might be wrong. But yeah. Ooh, that shit.
I'll say the one that speaks to me. Right. And my mom's. This is like a joint connection for like music. This is what really like kicked it off. Miss Education of Lauryn Hill. She said that's her favorite album of all time. Not her favorite, like Lauryn Hill, none of that.
Yeah, all time.
If it's album, she's picking that. For me, bro,
it's a final.
It's that same one because it's so much that she talks about. If y'all have not listened to it, please.
Mm-hmm.
And King's Disease.
Yeah.
King's Dead.
King's Disease.
Oh, King's Disease. All right.
King's Disease.
King's Disease. Yeah,
man.
Music does a lot. My mom said that helped me, like, so much. It made me realize how much our parents go through that. Like, the older we get, bro.
Yeah.
Older I get, the more I realize how much my parents have gone through, bro. And how far they've, like, come to the point that they are in their life. And how left it could have went so many times, but they stayed, like, on this track, bro.
Damn, and that's Lost Boy by YBN Cordae.
Oh, that was fire. I listened to that shit like 100 times.
That was really good. Moving back to California from Colorado, mm-hmm. That shit got me through that. That shit was hard.
It was. I listened to that shit all the time. Oh, Travis hated that shit. No. I always listened to it.
I was drunk as fuck, down up on my ass. Had the lowest luck. Nigga, what? That shit's hard, bro. But, nah, yeah. That I know that Lauryn Hill one touched a lot of black women, especially
people.
Like my mom for sure bumps that one. They talked about To Zion.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the full title?
Yes.
To Zion, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's about like her son, right? And like my parents like were like, that's the song that like we used to, that was your song. Like,
they should have named you Zion.
Fuck with that shit.
Start calling you Zion.
Nah, I'm cool, bro. I like Bryce.
Bryce is cool. Bryce works.
Big D, Bryce.
Bruce. Bryce works.
Not Bruce. Don't call me Bruce.
That's not.
But now, after all that, what does music do to you?
Shit, I kind of already said it. It affects like the moods.
That's what it does for your homies. What does it do
to
you?
Oh, to Tevin. Oh,
to the chemistry of you, to the personality of you. Does it do anything to you?
A lot. It does. I said that last time a lot. But my parents often tell me, because I play the music in the car all the time, tell me I'm old soul.
Mm.
And they used to bump oldies, you know? My grandpa, I'll sing my grandpa's song. Like, you know this? Like, man, what you know about this song?
Yeah.
Shit, Pops, he'll come home, I'll be bumping like the Whispers or some shit. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, what you know about this? But like, I feel like since I like absorb so much of like older generations' music, it fuels like who Tevin is, you know. I adapt more to like older people, like older shit. I like to play dominoes, sit back, and we can drink some whiskey, nigga. just chill, bro.
Like,
have regular ass conversations, bro, that some people may think are deep. They're just regular.
That's real.
You know, it's just life conversations.
See, because like, I feel that because like,
think about
nigga, when I would drink, bro. In college, right? Everybody else can dance off of all this, like, pumped up, like,
mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, what's that one song, that Chief Keef song that first popped him off?
Oh,
that playing every fucking party.
I know what you're talking about. So, what's the name of that Chief Keef song?
I know you know it. That first one, the one that everybody know.
The big, I don't know if that's the name, but that's in the song.
Up in the Mahigo?
Yeah, that one.
No.
Or Love Sosa?
No, not Love Sosa.
Love Sosa took him
nigga,
off.
Nigga, it's a real drill. Like, this nigga really, like.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the
other one. Finito?
Finito. Yeah. Play that shit. Play a snippet of that.
Oh.
Okay, so turn it off. That song, people can dance to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shit just got me in the corner ready to fight a nigga. So I'm like, niggas is bumping into me drunk as hell. I'm like, bro, like, nigga. So that's like what music could do to me. Like,
we played that in the locker room.
Music can turn on my switch. Exactly. And that ties us in. We can roll right in from this if we want to athletes. How to transition from being an athlete. That shit, I hear that shit. I'm like, I'm thinking about putting, nigga, strapping up my chin strap.
Because that's the switch it clicked.
Nigga, like, that's the switch it turned on. It's
in
aggression, nigga, physicality.
Exactly. I like to be mellowed out. I don't want to listen to that shit.
Right.
Think about our hood homies. What music do they listen to? Whose music do they listen
nigga,
to?
Shooting, nigga, blood homies.
They listen to their homies' music.
Yeah. Yeah, all the blood homies, yeah. Facts.
You know? And that just translates to their, like, ways of life. Shit.
Well, me.
Just had, like, an awakening in, like, what music does, stuff like that.
Right. That's real, though. Right? Like, just like the people just like the people you're around, you become the people
you're becoming. This right. book, this is the book. This is going to be the first one on the... for the D-Rack discussions.
In the book club?
The book club, yeah.
Well, we got two.
Yeah.
Game of Life and that one.
Yes, Game of Life got to be first. This is going to be second because this just came.
Game of Life and the Mastery of Self. Two on the book club.
I'm going to find this quote. When you become attached to an object, idea, or belief, you make it a part of who you think you are. And in the sense of music, literally ties into what we just said, bro.
For real. And I feel like that speaks to me because, like, I'm a very emotional. I mean, I'm not super emotional, but.
Yes, you are. We're emotional beings, but we just got to embrace it.
I'm emotional.
Humans are emotional beings.
You see, like, how that guard went up?
That fast.
Nigga, fuck that,
nigga. Fuck that emotion,
nigga. Don't let them know that. Nah, but.
You can be emotional, masculine, bro.
I'm emotional and. My emotions definitely affect my mood, my vibe, whatever you want to say. But in the sense of that, I had to turn that into, on the football field, you got to survive.
Yeah, become a dog.
So, nigga, I'm like, okay, all right, I'm moving on anger now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to survive out here is to move on anger and hit motherfuckers before they hit you. And that started translating to off the field.
Literally.
And I became that off the field, right? And then.
Because you get tied up in trying to, like, code switch.
And that whole time, I'm listening to music like that, right?
All day.
I'm in that motherfucker, like.
I'm in class listening to that shit.
I'm in that motherfucker.
Literally, bro. In class, my headphone,
man. You feel me? So I'm in, like, it's too much. So. Literally, code switching, which we talked about, and growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't watched it, then
listen to it.
You fucking up.
But
yeah, that shit really, like, really switched my brain chemistry in a way. Like,
what is the fucking book say?
I'm this now, nigga.
You become, like, I guess, consumed with the idea of, like, what. This is everything is football. We talked about everything is football at that point.
Right. Everything
is football.
Everything. Even when you don't even think it is.
Yep. Everything is football.
It is.
Or whatever sports or people are playing. You know, extracurricular.
That's the mentality they're taking on.
Yep. For you to be the best. Oh, this is perfect. I didn't even mean to bring this up today, but I was watching the fucking athlete podcast. And they had the wives on there. And they were talking about, like, trying to give We're trying to figure out how much to give to your partner so that she's happy and satisfied. Not just with what you're giving her, what you're providing for her. You know, everything is secure, money here, kids are taken care of, this. They're like, fuck that. What about me? You married me. And I married you. I didn't marry these cars and these houses. I didn't even mean to get to the cars and houses. Shit. Fuck. Let me go back.
Reversing. Jump back on the trail.
They were saying for you to be that like great of an athlete, you have to dedicate all your time to it and all of your like brain power to it. Because I asked the question, would you have been as good if you knew what you knew now, being retired, and like splitting the time with your wife and taking away from the game of football? Would you have been that type of player? They said, hell no.
Them niggas trying to sleep on the couch.
But that's what it was, bro. Yeah. You know, because that's taken away from. Because she said.
What are they saying?
Brandon Marshall said he'd come home. Brandon Marshall.
That's what
they're saying. Yeah.
Wow.
Brandon Marshall was saying he'll come home from, you know, wait, he's up at 5. His football starts when you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
He'll get home, is eat, film, sleep, wake up. For so long. Of the year, you know?
That's
and if you take away the film, you learning less about what you're playing. Yeah, this is a film at home, not film at work. This is a film at home. It takes away from you really knowing what you're going up against, the defenses you need to know as a receiver, the timing of routes and shit that need to be on top, you know?
Yeah.
Is it the right way, what them niggas are saying? I don't know. I don't know if it's the right. I don't know the right way. I can't tell nobody that.
Right, but I feel them because then they would have regrets when it came to being an athlete.
Exactly. Like, if I didn't do so much here, I could have been Hall of Fame.
Damn, that's like a very fucked up thought of.
Yeah.
Think about it this way. They rather not have any regrets, not give up any of their time, neglect the people that they love, right? Mm-hmm. People that actually love them and do anything for them, and the opinions of the people that love them, right? For the opinions of how many people are on the Hall of Fame committee. Opinions of motherfuckers that have already done what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
When they all they did was hope the same thing. Hope that some group of old motherfuckers was like, "You're great, dope, thanks, bro." Then what? Now you got to go back to your life.
Yeah.
You got a nice little golden jacket, but.
You're written in there.
I wonder how many of those dudes are in family situations that could have been saved if they sacrificed the golden jacket.
I'm going to take some pressure off my athletes real quick. Think about it like this.
It got hot in here?
Yeah, my nose started sweating. they're just obsessed with their profession. It's like anybody else in this world.
That's true.
There's a bunch of fucked up families because somebody in the house, not saying man or woman, whatever you identify as, they were obsessed with their profession more than their home life. You know, it consumed them so much that it just became them and wiped out of. This over here.
Yeah.
Then it gets to a breaking point of this over here for these people or this person. And then shit. This person feels all thrown off.
Yeah.
Hello, Trav.
Trav, you always walk in
always.
Right when it's time. Give us the good word, dog. With your green hat on.
And your Burks, nigga.
The week of St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day, yeah. No, I got it before you did. Mind y'all, this nigga said he'll be here at 1. It's
what's your mental state today? Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm cruising. I'm like a 9.
Ooh. We all at 9. Yeah,
what about for the past 7?
The past 7 this week? Days.
On average,
like a. You
got 8?
That's good.
Oh, really? You solid. You was higher good than both of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that. Thank you.
There's Travis up there.
Life's good.
It's good.
For the most part, yeah.
Living the dream.
Yeah. All right, sure.
And just to wrap up the little, honestly, this was a wrap up of last episode anyway.
Yeah.
Just because we kind of feel like we ended abruptly. And
yep.
Honestly, we were fucking cold.
Niggas had to get us out.
I was cold as fuck.
No, we both. Everybody was cold.
I was out here freezing, bro.
The damn heater went out. The heater lamp went out.
What? I was cold as cold. So my mind wasn't even rolling on
durag. Like, I didn't care about no durag. I needed to get inside.
I had to get inside, bro. But yeah. So just to wrap up this, I did want to say, like, I did start writing a book on this specific, the expression of an athlete. How to practice expression, thoughts of expression, ways of thinking as an athlete, but then compartmentalizing yourself as a whole different identity, really. And not having them be two different things, but just, knowing how to turn the switch on and off.
Yep.
And knowing, like, okay, I'm in society now.
Yeah.
I can't act like this. I can't be confrontational.
This is not 100 yards.
Right. So, yeah. Like, it was something I struggled with for a minute.
And yeah, I did too.
Right. So, it's just really your identity.
I feel like as an athlete, a young athlete, like growing up, it's hard to, because you're going through so many life changes, but you got to still worry about ball.
Mm-hmm.
We all play sports year round. Man.
Yeah.
Growing up.
That's it, too.
Just sports growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes so much, bro. To where you, I guess, lose yourself in a way.
Right. Where you just, like
you,
I said,
you lose to your parents' birth.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, yeah. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say to wrap it up. All I've done is really the first chapter, starting the first chapter. So,
shit. That's as far as I've gotten, but.
That's
progress.
You're gonna tell these people where you're writing the book at, because it is much tougher the way you're doing it than like the traditional.
I'm writing it on my phone.
Yep.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm writing it on my phone. So, really, I got almost basically the first chapter done. Done deal for real. I just got to wrap it up, close it up, and really figure out how I'm gonna map out my table of contents and all that. But I'm trying to get it published and all that. So.
Not trying to.
I'm going to get it published for sure. It's gonna be everywhere at some point.
Hell yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
We're gonna get into props and ops now.
Ooh, so
props first. I'll let you do the props.
We're gonna go ops first today.
We always do ops first.
Alright, we'll switch it up. Props. Yeah. Props for today. I got the prop.
You got the prop.
My prop today,
you remember,
was LC Buckshot Smith, 91-year-old police officer from Camden, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Oldest officer in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that fucked me up because I'm like, I thought this nigga was going to be the oldest officer in America.
I meant to look that up.
In America.
In America.
Like,
but state.
He, above all else, he's a black man. So
black man, black officer.
91 years old.
LC.
LC Buckshot Smith. Buckshot.
He's shooting somebody.
Yeah.
Nah, he ain't.
Hey.
Let's talk about him.
So?
LC, he was asked, like, what makes you a good police officer? He went on to say that this badge and the gun don't make me, or don't make you a good police officer.
Yeah.
He said, you got to respect people.
Mm-hmm.
And like, shit, I feel like they cut it short. He definitely said more. It's the news. You know, they be cutting shit.
better cut a black man off, right? When fucking Black History
Month. In Arkansas, bro. Ain't that, how, like, what's the percent of blacks in Arkansas?
That's the question.
And they said everybody knows him, everybody respects him. Yeah, he also,
you ain't got no choice.
He said, he knows your grandma, your mama, your auntie. That nigga
some trash said, you ain't got no choice. Like, my nigga 91, he got a gun, bro. You not tested him.
Yeah. That's the chief. He ain't even regular chief.
He is a patrol man. He drives around in an unmarked.
He could still be the chief.
His car is unmarked. Yeah,
he could be the chief. Yeah, you right. My bad, officer.
I doubt it. They're not giving a 91-year-old that much responsibility.
No more.
Yeah, well, nah. He also said that he took more people home in all of his whole career span.
This is my favorite part.
He took more people home that he found in trouble than to jail.
Makes sense.
That also makes you like a police officer.
That makes you a great police officer.
I done seen like 4 people get pulled over today.
How many?
4.
Two by six motherfuckers trying to get paid.
Bro, I don't even know. Because I think they was impounding some Armenian's car in window just now. It was probably.
For sure.
Because when I got to Glendale, they were already pulled over. I just left Glendale. They was barely putting the car on the tow truck.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, it's out of there for him.
Yeah, it's dead.
He's getting home. He's getting taken home in the back of the car.
That's done.
If home.
He's not going home. He's not going home. You going to jail.
Yeah, thanks.
At least for today.
It's ugly.
Yeah, for a little bit.
But
Saturday, he might get out on Monday.
Shout out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shout out my nigga Buckshot.
Yeah, shout out Buckshot.
OG Buckshot Smith.
OG.
out Arkansas. So that's our prop for this week.
The op. Kirk Franklin's son.
Yeah.
His name is Kerryon Franklin.
Kerryon Franklin. I should have said Kerryon Franklin is an op who happens to be Kirk Franklin's son.
Well,
he is a 33-year-old man.
32.
That nigga 33. So he recorded, if you haven't seen the video, he recorded a conversation between him and his dad, Kirk Franklin.
Another grown man.
Who also is a world-renowned gospel singer, so he has like a huge good person's image. Gospel writer, well, artist, yes. Whatever.
What is he, a screamer?
No, he's a director in like songwriter.
He's a producer.
He can't sing.
He can't.
Kirk Franklin cannot sing.
He can't.
He's a performer.
I'll tell him to his face. Kirk, that don't nigga is do
a,
it.
He's a producer. He plays, he orchestrates all his music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Claps and dance moves and shit.
All that.
But his dad was going off on him about son.
Kirk was going off. Said, I'll tell your motherfucking ass.
if you try me.
He said, I'm going to say it in a way you can understand.
Yep.
That nigga went
bitch ass. I'm like, damn, I didn't expect Kirk to snap like that.
Kirk was like, yo.
He said, let me take off this tie ass shirt and get
out.
Yep. What?
Then Kirk Franklin apologized on Instagram to people or on the social media platforms. Now, you don't want nobody apology, bro. That's you. Your household and your personal life. The music is one part of your life. Grown. He's 33. People were saying, yeah, parents.
Disrespect.
Exactly.
If a parent feels disrespected, a parent feels disrespected.
And that's a 33-year-old. Whether it's, I say like 18, once they're like an adult, talk to them. You know how you need to talk to them.
Exactly.
You know? It's 33-year-old. People were saying,
out here.
Exactly. It ain't sweet. People were saying, God damn.
Trying to bust in through the back.
I keep fucking saying this, but people were saying that adults or that adults like parents shouldn't talk to children like that. I'm like, first of all, that's not a child. That is a 33-year-old.
He's about to be a middle-aged man.
Pretty soon. Pretty soon, you cannot look at this situation as if Kirk was cussing out a
7-year-old
or even a 14-year-old.
Don't mean that's it.
A child.
A child.
A child.
A child. A kid?
A kid?
Shit.
Pull up on a kid. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You just need to mind their own damn business. They probably heard that shit thinking the kid was like, or thinking the nigga was like 11.
Yeah.
Or 8 or some shit. Right, like damn, Kurt.
That is a grown ass man.
Stall him out, Kurt.
Broken out of high school.
Oh, and on the fucking recording, on the recording, he was cussing back at Kurt. Like, come on now.
Right. He was like, shut the fuck up, nigga. Yeah. Like, talking about I'll beat your ass. Like, word, hold on.
He said, do it.
Like, what?
Kurt cutting that motherfucker up. Clip.
Yo, you better come on, nigga.
Yeah, but that nigga, Carry On.
Carry On, you an op.
Use the op this week, bro.
Yeah, that's goofy.
Sorry for you, but use the op, nigga.
And I feel like every time we speak out on somebody, though, some other shit comes out like a week later. Mm-hmm. It makes us look like the assholes.
I'll be an asshole.
It's all right.
Won't be the first time. Won't be the last time.
This show won't be the last.
Nope.
This show won't be the last. Nope.
I accepted that.
But,
hey, you know who you sound like? You know who, nigga.
Nigga
who? Who's the asshole? Think about.
Mouse?
Yep.
I'm fucking weak.
Yep.
Oh, shit. Show yep. won't be the last. A show won't be the last. Last. All right, so we did want to hop into this because Zoe brought up or kind of hinted at the fact of really just brought up an idea.
Yeah, it just sparked an idea for us.
Yeah, she was talking about it, and we had an idea.
Yeah.
There we go.
Y'all are funny.
But OnlyFans in the pandemic.
Travis, would you like to?
I'll plead the fifth.
Okay, I respect that.
Yep. He left us in the deep waters by ourselves. So
nigga, you better sink or swim.
Swim.
I'm swimming. I'm a sailor, bro. I'm gonna get a boat. Shit. We'll
drive a boat.
We'll drive that boat. But let's get into it though.
Shit. Let's intro it. Let's intro. We gonna intro it. All right. OnlyFans was created during the pandemic, or was it?
I was thinking before.
It was already going. It blew up in the pandemic.
Yeah, it blew up amongst us.
Amongst, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, society.
A big age bracket, bro.
Yeah, from like really not even an age bracket. Like really from 18 all the way to 18. That's what I'm saying.
Like, like a big age bracket, 18 to like
40.
Nigga, shit, stop me.
Nah, I even like
it's probably 60. Like, I was gonna say it's probably a 65-year-old on there.
Yeah.
Nah, it's.
It was gotten to that point. Anyway, and then it was shit, main income for a lot of
exactly
women, men.
I was about to say that. Yeah, for just people.
Yeah, just people.
Became a huge stream of income for people.
Yeah.
People, but it's not the whole platform not used for the
right.
Not just for ass and titties.
But it is for people to
I'll say express themselves more
freely. Yeah, freely.
Express themselves and create and monetize.
Yeah.
Monetize their
Zoe asking, is he okay?
No,
yo,
like, Mr. Jenkins, bro.
That was Joe. That's Joe. Joe back there working there.
Yeah, there's two people back there.
That ain't Jenkins.
What the fuck am I talking about, man?
Monetize.
A way for people to create memberships, basically, for their personality. Yeah, for express themselves. Yeah, for whatever their
expression is. And get paid off it.
And passion, yeah?
That's like if Twitter was
shit, we should make OnlyFans. Do I discuss
it? Oh, see? You see that spark? Because the first thing I think of is ass and titties.
On me.
Ass and titties, bro. So that's what Twitter is flooded with, bro.
Lucky, that shit was. It's a good idea for podcasts.
Yeah, make the motherfuckers buy the damn podcast.
Start acting like Mouse for real.
Hell yeah.
He'd be calling, bro. He'd be like, you motherfucking.
Yeah, fake ass.
That just be mooching off these episodes for free. Y'all motherfuckers need to take your asses over there and buy a fucking subscription.
Buy something.
Something. But
Don't be a fake ass.
Yes. Yeah. Once we do that, once we get big, you was on it. Hey, come on now.
Yeah.
Don't act brand new.
Y'all gonna have customized Durag special members, onlys.
All that.
Durag
t-shirts. Durag. What? The Durag discussions. Durag.
This is next level.
Yep. Oh, there you go.
Bingo.
It allows people to express themselves more freely. You know, as I was saying, it's like as if Twitter was to make. Every time I start talking about Twitter, this nigga start cracking on shit.
Because they ain't paying us. That's
yeah,
why.
Exactly. It allows that bird app, as if niggas
that
say,
bird app,
that bird app, if they'll make it like a subscription based thing. You know? People yeah. upload music. People were mad because Yes Jules, she's from like 070 Shake, it's a band or like a group from like Canada or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, but people know Yes Jules. She made one and people were buying it, think she was posting her ass. And people put it on Twitter, she was posting her music. They were like, man, fuck this. And they were that's sick. Got you. I'm like, that's smart though. Shit, get your money. Get your money. However you need to get your money, get your money.
And then on those OnlyFans episodes, we can do one once a month. Yeah, I'm glad they making noise right when we say the names of these companies.
Yeah, because that one website, that one website, yeah, that one website.
So, shit. I mean, if we go on one of those on the OF.
Fuck that. That one website, nigga.
That one website, you know.
Shit.
Then. We could be a little more free too because it's not out in the
public. Oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, y'all think that cuss? Nah,
shit. What? Wait till we unfiltered.
I what? Can't even.
What?
Because this is like a
flaming hot.
They must be building. Them niggas working, building shit.
Hit that.
Travis said they fighting. That's funny.
Well, shit. Let's wrap this motherfucker up.
50 minutes.
Okay. Yeah,
let's wrap this motherfucker up with a... I'll start off with a lifestyle tip. Mine will be...
Should I tell the nigga we recording? Like,
shut
the fuck up, man.
Yo, we on the air.
We on the air.
My tip.
My shout out, will be I'm tired of preaching, so I'm gonna just. Man, get up off your ass, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Today is what you make of it.
Mm-hmm.
Today is what you make of it, so. Yeah, the week might have been trash beforehand, but that don't mean today got to be trash.
I don't mean the rest of it got to.
Right.
The rest of it got to. Ooh, can I
bounce off it? Go ahead.
This ain't even mine yet, but like in yours, your life too. Don't let you seen this show on like Instagram. My mama said this or something. Don't let like 60 seconds of your day fuck up the whole 24 or whatever.
Why? The 23 and 15.
However long your ass is awake, don't let 10 seconds of 24 hours, 10 minutes, whatever, however long that span is, don't let that fuck up your shit.
Thanks.
Because you got shit to do.
Got shit to do.
Mm-hmm. Got you done. My life tip for this week is coming from Don Miguel Ruiz. In a way, inspired by Don Miguel. Don't get too caught up in the fog.
Oh, yeah, man.
Don't get too caught up in the fog. And live in the world like that.
You want to give that story here. About the fall? Paraphrase?
Yeah.
Real quick.
The fog could be anything. An object, a person, a situation.
Obstacle.
Oh, man. Don't let that become everything you see. You know, it goes into 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncing off of that. The fog in the book, he explained that it keeps people from seeing a foot in front of their nose. So niggas can't see past, like, right here.
Right.
Don't let whatever it is submerge your whole mind, day, to where that's all it becomes.
Right.
Once you acknowledge the fog, it immediately starts disappearing. Take care of your shit. And keep pushing.
Yeah.
Yep. See yourself.
No, without a doubt. And then what do you see though when the fog clears?
You see yourself.
In what?
The mirror. Oh yeah, I forgot to put that shit in there. I didn't want to give too much because
foggy mirror. That's all they need though.
That's it.
Okay. See yourself.
See yourself.
See yourself. That's the episode.
I was going to say, that's going to be the title.
Wow, okay, right at the end for your ass. Name drop.
Yep. It's. Y'all niggas be good, man.
Hey, and that's it. Great discussions. Thanks again for tuning in, for faithfully listening. And we're still here.
Yeah.
Sometimes our weeks are 10 days. It's a weekly episode. Sometimes our week is 7 days. Sometimes our week is fucking 4 days.
4 days, whatever the week turns out to be.
Yeah, shit. So
that's the week. We'll see y'all niggas in a week.
Yes, sir.
Whatever that.
In the Durag Discussions week.
Yep.
Just like that, man. We that's out.
This is the Durag Discussions.